Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes Podcast episode 35, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So today I want to answer the question, what makes a good user interface, or UI for short? And there's definitely a huge list of things that you should do to make a good user interface, a good user experience, but this is just a list of things that I keep in the back of my mind while I'm designing and developing a UI, or also sometimes is kind of a good exercise is to be observant of the apps and websites that you're using, because then you can notice what they're doing right, what they could improve on, or if the UI is just completely trash. Because, you know, that's one of the reasons why I use certain apps. So let's kind of go down this list. So the first one here is simplicity, and to be more specific, the way I look at this is that what goal is your product trying to achieve or trying to solve for the user, right? The user, they go to your website or your mobile app, and you know, they open the app and then they have a goal in mind, right? So I'm going to use the example of a to-do list application, and if I open that to-do list, kind of have two goals. One is like to view what's on my to-do list, but if I've never opened up the app before, my main goal is just to add an item to my to-do list. And if the app is not simplified enough for that goal, where there's all this other stuff that is getting in the way, it's distracting, like the worst thing they could have is not even have the user realize how to accomplish their goal at all, right? Maybe they have to go to some help documentation or some other site or page to figure out like how to use your app, or you know, maybe even take a tour, which tours are fine, you know, when you have like overlaid steps, but I wouldn't use that as the primary way to solve this problem. I would just go ahead and simplify your UI as much as possible. And I see this, like, I really get annoyed when I look at like the Facebook website, for example, because you know, a lot of people use Facebook, and it boggles my mind how their mobile app is very simple. You open it and you get to your newsfeed, and that's, you know, my goal in mind when I open the Facebook app. But when I go on the website and I just want to view the newsfeed, you know, it is there, it is in the middle column. They have these other two columns. So they have this three-column layout for, you know, what should be just a social network, and their primary focus should be, you know, hey, I want to see what my friends are doing, or I want to write a new post. You know, everything else should really just kind of be not necessarily hidden away. You shouldn't hide anything from the user in a way in which they don't know how to find it. But these two columns that they have where it's like shortcuts to, you know, your pages or Facebook groups you're part of and all that stuff, it's really not as important as just displaying the newsfeed. And so I get really annoyed just looking at Facebook and how non-simplified it is. But the mobile app, you know, it is simplified, and it's kind of due to the restrictions of the device and like the screen size. But another good way to simplify is just to look at your site or your app on mobile, and then, you know, and then bring those same design choices to the desktop, and you'll easily see how there's a lot of content, a lot of links and buttons and stuff that you didn't need before. So yeah, definitely simplify. That's simple UI is like the main thing that I try to strive for. The second thing is to make the user easily figure out how to use your UI, and the best way to do that is just to follow the same UI patterns that maybe other applications, specifically like popular applications, do. So, you know, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't try to find a new way to do something. Unless it's part of your business plan, that's fine. But as far as like just building a UI goes, just reuse components, reuse common patterns. That way the user already will know how to navigate around your UI. And finally, I'm going to keep this really short. I'm kind of lumping a couple things here. That's like performance, accessibility, and all these other things. You want your UI to be fast, and you want your UI to be accessible to any type of user. So hopefully this helped. Yes, I realize it's a little bit short, but I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.